Raise the Jolly Roger. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week of the Unsigned 518 Weekend Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, James Mullen, coming to you live from the pirate ship here at the House of M. We got another great weekend jam-packed with shows for you here coming up this weekend of August 20th, 2026. We're going to tell you a few of them, and starting right off with the Thursday Night Market and Food Truck Corral. It's coming out tonight if you're listening on release day. We're going to have a great show for you. Only a few more weeks to catch this awesome event with tons of great food vendors, all of the shops of the Shirt Factory. You really don't want to miss it. We've got three stages of live music, including the Metroland stage, where we find ourselves for this excellent selection. Tonight we've got Carolyn Shapiro, we've got Nocturne, and we've got the Bell Curves. It's going to be an awesome show. It's free admission. Don't miss it. Come out, have a great time, have some awesome food. We are going to hype you up for this awesome lineup with a song by Nocturne, relatively new and mostly unreleased. This is 46 Ways to Get Home, right here on the Unsigned 518 Weekend Spotlight.
This is not the first time I've seen the inside of a hope, a dream. Flash meets earth, and it's clear to me. The beginning of the end is just the beginning. 46 ways to get home. My heart knows just where to go. Miles and miles ahead of me. Fire in my blood. 2 weeks on my
Six Ways to Get Home by Nocturne, right here on the Unsigned 518 Weekend Spotlight. That's what you got going on Thursday night, Friday junior action to get your weekend started a little early. On Friday itself, believe it or not, we've got another Bell Curve show down at Mount Ida Preservation Hall in Troy. It's going to be the Bell Curves along with local heavy hitter Girl Blue and Stefan Wiener coming through on tour. It's going to be an awesome show, three acoustic acts, a sliding scale for tickets between $10 and $20, and there's going to be food available, burgers and hot dogs. So you're going to want to come down, get yourself something off the grill, and listen to some awesome acoustic tunes. Let's listen to some of them right now. Here's a Bell Curve song to get you jazzed up for this one. It is Cut and Run from the new Bell Curves album recently released, Tides and Rain, right here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. Cut and Run by the Bell Curves, here on the Unsigned 518 Weekend Spotlight. This weekend we've got another big event coming for you in the Glens Falls area, as Gemfest makes its return from a hiatus that has lasted since 2023. It's the first time in 3 years. It's going to be spanning three venues in downtown Glens Falls, as Mean Max, Downtown Social, and Golden Monkey Lounge are going to be hosting music from 4 to 11 p.m. on Saturday, August 22nd. There's going to be a crazy amount of live music with headliners Sophistafunk, Glass Pony, Capital Zen, Joe Mansman and the Midnight Revival Band, Arrow Through Me, Grape Juice, Ellis, The Hauntings, and a lot more. You're not going to want to miss it. There's a full lineup available on their Instagram page. You can see the schedule and everything all laid out right there. There's going to be live painting by artists like Hannah Williams and Anthony Ricci, Alexandra Scoville, just to name a few. You know what? Let's get you hyped up for this show by playing you some music from an artist on the bill. Here is a song by Glass Pony, Madison Ave, recorded live at Lark Hall in Albany.
corner upstairs of a little coffee shop. Madison Ave on a Monday night. Frigid area on the glass, making room for folks to pass. Everybody's got a story, how they made it through this life. Where you from, my son? What is it you do? I grew up around these parts, man, how about you? Well, I'm from Orange County, but I'm living down the road for reasons I prefer to hold. Don't be ashamed of where your life has led. I bid you good luck, my friend. They got to talking, guitars and broken necks. Chatter filled the air as the MC called the next. The act went up and shared a song, a chapter of his life. He told me about his girl shooting dope and calling Christ. And then he told me the rock had took its toll. That's why he's staying down the road. 50 grand is what he lost in only 3 weeks' time. That shit's a bandit for the soul and for the mind. But son, I'm too embarrassed for these reasons that we've met. I'm fighting off these demons so the devil will regret. Time he took the pen to write another verse. Well, I broke off all his fingers and put his sad ass in a hearse. Don't be ashamed of where your life has led. I bid you good.
Madison Ave by Glass Pony, recorded live at Lock Hall to hype you up for GemFest's return after a 3-year hiatus. Don't forget about the late night after party too over at Downtown Social from 11:30 to 2:30 a.m. with House Syndicate spinning the jams. That's going to just about do it for us on the show front, but we're going to pass things over to Patrick W. Huber for the very last time as our band show prepares to sign off, and it's been such a tremendous partnership with them. I would just like to thank them again for everything they do for local music, and Patrick, the floor is yours.
Thank you, James, and welcome into our band show. The final spotlight from the project known as our band show is finally here. It has been a solid 3-year journey of meeting some awesome musicians, trying to develop and refine our own music production skills, and promote some love for the local music scene. We're just about done posting the last of the video that we filmed for this project, the last goal that I've been committed to achieve as I wrap things up. As you've likely heard me talk about, we've had the pleasure of filming the O Positive Music Festival last year in Kingston, New York. We were allowed to set up cameras in Assembly, a very spacious and beautiful venue, and recorded 3 great acts, Overheard, Big Girl, and Wild Pink. Actually, getting out into our local scene was a blast, and we did so on multiple occasions, including an album release show at Poughkeepsie's Reason and Ruckus for Ben Basile's Benergy. Nothing beats that energy of a crowd of fans cheering on some of their favorite musical acts. Even though most of our sessions were filmed in a studio, in an educational sandbox, nothing will replace those moments we were able to take the show on the road. So in honor of being out in the community, and for one last opportunity to help promote a cool act, I want to focus on Wild Pink, whose new album, Still Coming Down, will officially be released this weekend. So this week, I'm spotlighting Wild Pink's Round of Applause at the End of the World and Sprinter Brain, recorded live at the O Positive Music Festival 2025.
All right, this is a new song. Joking about dying. Unpopular in the South, knew it would cost him somehow. Seen last rites many times in his life.
right, thank you so much.
That is it for us at Our Band Show. This is Patrick W. Huber officially signing off from the weekend spotlight. Thanks again to all the support Andy, BJ, and James have had along the way for us. And of course, I would be remiss not to verbalize my appreciation for the 518 music community and fans. Thank you for giving us a reason to share great music. For the final time on this project, let's send it back to you, James.
Thank you so much, Patrick, and I just want to reemphasize one more time what a pleasure it's been to share this platform with you and have you pop in every week to tell us something about what's going on the show or spotlight an artist you've had before. It's been a real pleasure to learn some new music and to hear some 518 artists in your setting. Best of luck to you and the team and whatever comes next. That's going to wrap it up for us here on the Unsigned 518 Weekend Spotlight. Don't forget, support local music, support local venues, have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.